Demaryius, did you hear that? They're wondering if you can describe the feeling of getting drafted tonight and waiting to get drafted tonight.
Well, I mean, it was an amazing feeling just kind of hearing my name getting called and just for Green Bay and the coaching staff believing in me. And, I mean, it was just a very, very exciting moment for me and my family.
Can you ask him about his versatility and how he feels to be able to adapt as either a corner or a safety at the next level?
Can you talk about your versatility and how you feel you'll be able to adapt as either a cornerback or a safety at the next level?
Well, I mean, I have a background of both of them up in my future. So, I mean, I just feel like I can play whatever today's asking me to play, corner or safety. So, I mean, just kind of whatever the coaching staff feel that is best for me to help the team. Well, I mean, it was kind of like mixed. I mean, it was like probably 12 teams talking about straight corner, and then it was like 7 to 8 talking about safety. So, I mean, really it was just kind of whichever team drafted me. And, I mean, it was just kind of their choice of whether or not they want to play me at corner or safety.
Which position do you like better?
I mean, really, honestly, I can play both. I mean, really corner is fun to be out there up on the island, and then safety kind of being back there controlling the back end is also fun. So, I mean, either one, just kind of being up on the field is just kind of my mindset.
Demaryius, how much contact did you have with Green Bay during this pre-draft process? And coming into the night, did you kind of target the Packers as a real possibility for you?
Honestly, I didn't think so, but, I mean, my agent was just telling me that, everybody is a possibility. It's the NFL draft. Anything can happen. So, I mean, I just kind of went in, just kind of watching it with my family and just hoping for the best.
How much contact did you have with Green Bay at all during this past couple months?
I know I spent a lot of time with them during the NFL combine, and I know I spent a lot of one-on-one time with the secondary coach.
Which coach was that?
Was
that Joe
Witt
or Darren Berry?
I can't even recall his name, to be honest.
Did you play much man coverage in Arizona, you personally?
Yeah, I mean, even whenever I was at safety, I mean, we was playing a lot of zero coverage because Arizona State blitzes a lot, so I mean, I was in a lot of zero coverages.
Demaryius, Ted Thompson was saying that in your defense, Coach Graham saw you as their best defensive player, and he needed you at safety. Was that it? I mean, was that why you were at safety in your defense?
Yeah, because I mean, I was coming in as a corner, and I mean, me, Coach Graham, and the coach kind of sat down and was like, we need you at safety because we have some corners that could hold their own out there, and we just do not have a safety. So I mean, so they just kind of asked me to play that role, and I mean, I'll do whatever I can to help the team win.
You played baseball. How did you end up getting to football? Take us through that story.
Well, I mean, growing up, I played baseball and football. After high school, I ended up choosing baseball over football. I ended up going to Butler Community College, but then I ended up hurting my shoulder. So I kind of ended up getting back to playing football, and then I ended up at Mesa, and then I was at Arizona State.
How much does having played baseball help you play defensive back?
I can hear you.
How much does having played baseball help you in playing defensive back?
Well, I mean, just kind of playing center field and just kind of judging the ball. I mean, I think my ball skills are one of my better traits that I have.
Demaryius, it says you're from Pensacola and you played college football in Arizona. What's the coldest weather you've ever played in, and are you prepared for what Green Bay has in store?
I am very, very prepared, but I mean, the coldest weather I probably played in probably 12 degrees, 15 degrees.
Where was that?
Yeah. It was when we played against Oregon State.
Carl Bradford, you have a friendship relationship with him, a former Arizona State teammate, now a teammate here in Green Bay?
Carl is a great, great guy, and I mean, I was talking to him a couple weeks ago. I mean, and he was just kind of telling me to just kind of be prepared to come in for rookie minicamp. But I mean, just kind of me not knowing that I was gonna be a Packer though. But I mean, me and him was just kind of chatting up a little bit.
Tavares, so how did the process go? You said because of the shoulder injury, but what made you decide that it was time to go back to football besides the injury?
Football is my first love, and I mean, football is my first passion. But I actually grew up in a baseball type background family. That's kind of the only thing that kind of persuaded me towards baseball coming out of high school.
How is your family a baseball background family?
I had a brother that was drafted back in 06 to the Royals. A brother back in 99 played for the Cincinnati Reds. I mean, it was just, and I mean, my dad is actually still playing in the men's, up in this adult men's league now. So, I mean, it's just kind of like a baseball type family.
They're okay with you playing football, though.
They are very, very excited. And I'm just kind of looking forward to the opportunity.
Demarius, can you tell us their names, your brother's names and your dad's
names? Patrick Norris. Porter Washington and Victor Randall is my dad.
If you didn't hurt your shoulder, then where are you today?
If I didn't hurt my shoulder, where am I today? I really couldn't even tell you. I really don't even know.
Maris, did you just play strictly baseball at Butler? Did you have any football there at all?
Only played baseball.
Who's your agent?
Dave Butts.
How comfortable are you as a returner? What do you think about that in your game?
I just feel very, very comfortable at returner, and I mean, just kind of whatever the Packers ask me to do, I mean, I'm going to go back there and do it to the best of my ability.
What makes you a dangerous returner then?
Sir?
What makes you a dangerous returner?
With the returns, if a guy have blocking, and you can make a couple guys miss, and then you can get kind of one-on-one with the kicker or something. I think I like my odds.
So did you do most of your returning at junior college?
Yeah.